To vaccinate or not? That is the question, discussed a lot lately. But Bucknell University's senior Gray Reed wondered, who are the anti-vaxxers? Are they people her age or older parents and grandparents? That led her to do a survey project.
I initially started this project because I had heard a lot of people talking about how younger generations don't really know a lot about vaccines and are starting to think they're stupid. I thought that just didn't make sense because every year, most of the students that I know on Bucknell were getting vaccinated for like flu. So I was curious to see what the actual data was going to show. So I put together a survey to see what do people know about vaccines and the history that they hold and like how do they value the importance of them now. So as sort of younger generations were sort of filling this out, I was hoping to see that they did still care about vaccines, and it did show that they did. And it showed that they knew a fair amount about vaccines and why they're important. So it then started getting me wondering of why is there this discrepancy between what people are saying and what older generations are believing versus what is actually sort of being shown. And so my next step that I'm working on is how does this fit in not only with the changing times of what's happened with the coronavirus, but also how do we sort of bring this to a larger country to get more data, and how do we bridge the gap between generations?
The neuroscience major said she discovered that people seem to continue believing now debunked information, and they often feel that it's not needed since they haven't seen the illness firsthand.
Yeah, that's thanks to the vaccine.
And another puzzler to Gray Reed.
There are a lot of people that are like, I don't see the point of this. However, I will vaccinate my children.
But the good news.
A large majority of the people said, yes, it's still important to have these vaccines.
By the way, Reed has now been accepted by Columbia Teachers College to pursue a master's in higher and post-secondary education. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.